A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyards too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Scott Snow, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Wichita, Kansas.
In the Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16, Jesus tells his disciples a parable, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. It's the story of a landowner who hires workers throughout the day to go and work in his vineyard. But before we look at Jesus' story, the one he told in Matthew 20, it's helpful to review the context, looking first at Matthew 19, about Jesus' interaction with a rich young man, and also his conversation with the disciples, where basically Peter asks him, "How about us, Lord? What's in it for us if we believe in you and live as your disciples?" Jesus tells the rich man that he must first be willing to give up everything to follow Jesus. And he tells the disciples, who have given up everything to follow him, that he will reward them with the greatest of all gifts, with the gift of eternal life. Now, back again to Matthew 20 and the story Jesus was telling. The owner of the vineyard went early in the morning to the marketplace to hire workers and send them into his fields. He promised to pay them a denarius, which at that time was a fair and reasonable wage for a full day of labor. At various times throughout the entire day, at 6 o'clock in the morning, at 9, at noon, at 3 p.m., and even at 5 o'clock in the evening, nearly the end of the workday, the owner returned to the marketplace to hire still even more workers, promising each one, "I'll pay you whatever is right." Finally, when the end of the workday did come, the master began to pay the workers, beginning first with those who had been hired last. He generously paid each of these a denarius, a full day's wage, even though they had worked only a fraction of the day. When those who had worked the longest came for their pay, they also received a denarius. They had seen what the others received, and they became indignant because they were jealous of the owner's generosity. But he reminded them that he had not cheated them. He paid them exactly what he had promised them. They had no right to try to limit his generosity to others. Now that's exactly the point that Jesus was making to his disciples then and to us now by telling this parable. God operates differently than we do. His ways and thoughts are higher than ours. God says in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The story Jesus told is a reminder to us about God's grace, his undeserved favor generously bestowed on us without any merit or worthiness in us. God's pay scale is different than ours. He does treat us unfairly in that he gives us his love, mercy, and grace in spite of the fact that we do not deserve them. The wages we deserve are death because of sin, but because of his great love for you and me, he sent his only Son to suffer in our place and to take away our sin. So the wages God gives to his followers are incredibly generous, the free gift of eternal life for everyone who believes in him, no matter how young or old, no matter how long they have believed in him or how long they've worked in his vineyard. Today, God is calling us to remember his generosity, mercy, love, and forgiveness. He's calling us to remember he wants us all involved in his work. He's calling us to remember it's never too late to serve him and others. He's calling us to remember that he has a plan for each of us and our lives. We may wonder, as Peter did, what's in it for me? To which Jesus replies, living as a disciple is in itself a reward. It's not a wearisome burden, but a joyful service. There's simply no richer, no fuller, no more meaningful life than that of being one of Jesus' disciples. Now we wait and work and watch for the day when we too will hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come and share your master's happiness. Come quickly, Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor Scott Snow for today's meditation on God's Word.